This is 2024 by Wilbur Saunders, known as Jazz the Poet. AIDS is curable with a single pill, but 20,000 is needed to make a deal. Since the CDC owns all pharmacies within this nationwide conspiracy, cocaine and heroin are obsolete drugs, replaced by mind-altering earplugs, which nuke brain cells with electronic waves, sending many people to early graves. Pennsylvania and New Jersey are now gated communities, supervised and owned by prison industries, where inmates make plugs for free. Militiamen kill minorities on site, causing mass confusion and racial fights. Drones constantly flying overhead to monitor the living and count the dead. Educational buildings were annihilated, ensuring our youth remain uneducated, detached from their culture and history, increasing power of the prison industry, turning many into gangsters and thugs or hustlers selling illegal earplugs. Obviously, this story is fabricated, imaginary, and somewhat exaggerated. In actuality, just a play on words, but the likeness to reality is quite absurd, such as militiamen killing minorities. These events are happening currently, or life-saving meds being priced so high, the poor and uninsured are left to die. Presently, there's a cure for hepatitis C denied to prisoners in captivity, and we're really forced to work for free. Public schools are closing across the nation with funds slashed for education, but billions spent on incarceration. As I see it, the future is dark. No light in sight, not even a spark, especially in the world of politics. A bad situation, whoever I pick. For whom shall I cast my vote when it's trickery and hatred they promote? If society doesn't produce a cure, it will very soon be 2024. Thank you.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.